Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. With the 2024 NFL Draft now less than 3 weeks away, our attention has been consumed by the current class of prospects, and the mock drafts are constant and endless. I'm excited to see which players will be selected by the Steelers, but with only 7 picks this year, the draft won't solve all of this team's roster challenges. Some teams are primed to clean up, like the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers, who have 11 draft picks each. In the AFC North, only the Browns have fewer picks than Pittsburgh. The Bengals have 10 and the Ravens have 9. To stay competitive, general manager Omar Khan and head coach Mike Tomlin will need to choose wisely later this month. We all know the big targets in the early rounds: offensive tackle, center, wide receiver, and cornerback. And maybe the team will even double dip on one or more of those positions, depending on how the board falls. In the meantime, the team needs to do some multitasking and sign a few more free agents, in my opinion. We've talked for years about the Steelers' way, and that applies to any number of characteristics or habits of this team. In some ways, Omar Khan has proven that he isn't opposed to doing things differently. Getting pricey contract extensions done prior to training camp, like Minkah Fitzpatrick, being aggressive early in free agency, firing a coordinator midseason, and trading away a former first-round draft pick halfway through his rookie deal. There's one more area where I would like to see Khan break tradition, and that is re-signing the team's unrestricted free agents sooner rather than later. In the past, the team has waited until after the draft and sometimes into late May to get those deals done, partly because they want to have a clearer idea of the team's needs. And I get that. But in the meantime, it's safe to say they won't be drafting an edge in the first 2 days of the draft, and Marcus Golden is still out there. You could argue that the former second-round pick is entering his 10th year and no one is banging down his door. But Golden provided solid depth last season to the outside linebacker group. And even with Nick Herbig showing tremendous potential, why wouldn't you want Golden back in Pittsburgh? 2 weeks ago, former Steelers safety Terrell Edmonds signed a 1-year contract with the Eagles worth $2 million. I have no idea if other teams showed interest and if the Steelers were in that mix, or if he would even consider coming back to Pittsburgh, who had just signed Deshaun Elliott 1 week prior. The point is that waiting to sign a veteran player who can provide valuable depth and be a capable starter if needed is a gamble. They already lost Armon Watts to New England and James Pierre to Washington, both easily affordable contracts for Pittsburgh. Yes, it's possible that the team has made an offer to a player like Chandon Sullivan or even Golden, and he is waiting to see how things unfold. Bottom line, the Steelers have the cap space to easily add these players now. Hopefully, we won't see them wait until late May, or worse, miss the chance to bring them back at all. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.